Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this very special episode of The Grow Show, where we are going to be talking to several or 10, I can't remember how many we've got in the room, but we've got loads of people in a room here because we're a 4N meeting. We're a 4N Think Outside the Box, which happens every Friday at 12 o'clock. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of these people's stories. I'm going to be sharing details of who they are, what their business is, and also one thing that they need to know about your about their industry that really will help you grow. So, without further ado, let's kick things off. Now, we're going to go around the room now to just give a quick bit of information about you, your business, and then we'll go from there. So, Sarah, if we can go for you first, and then we'll go to Mel next.
Hi, so I'm Sarah Giller. I'm Senior Manager with 4N Networking itself.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Sarah. Mel, and then we'll go to Kerry.
Good afternoon. My name is Melanie Baum, and I am the co-owner of WCR, a debt collection agency with a difference. Thank you.
Lovely job. And we'd like to hear the difference in a bit. That'd be really cool. Mel, we'll... thanks a lot for that. Kerry, you're next, and then we'll go to Sally.
Hi, I'm Kerry Burr, known as the Human GPS. I'm a master coach, and I help people to achieve their dream life by taking them from stuck to unstoppable. Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Sally's next, and then we'll go to Joe.
Hi, I'm Sally Marshall, and I publish a business magazine called Steer Your Business, which is written by business for business.
Nice. And with all of these people, if you want to find out more information, I'm going to ask them to send through links of their website to me so we can put them all into the show notes as well. So, Sally, let's pick up on that in a second. Thank you very much, Sally, for that. Let's go to Joe next, and then let's go to Tim after you, Joe.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe O'Neill of Brightcat Business Solutions, and I'm a marketing specialist virtual assistant. I help people with their marketing and their social media.
Spot on, spot on. So thank you very much for that. Tim's next, and then we'll go to Kay.
Hi, I'm Tim Spencer. My business is Release Your Blocks. I'm a hypnotherapist, coach, and firewalking instructor, helping people release the blocks that are holding them back in life.
Brilliant. Cheers for that, Tim. Kay, and then we'll go to Namretta.
Hi, I'm Kay Downey from Kay Downey, the Soul Mechanic. And I help you to fall back in love with yourself by reading tarot cards, using a fantastic non-intrusive therapy called Kinetic Shift, and an online coaching app.
Cracking. So next up, we'll go to Namretta, and then we'll go to Steve to finish all off. Don't you just love when everyone's got this got different names? So you haven't got the two Joes, so we all know who we're talking about. But yeah, floor's yours, Namretta.
Hi, I'm Namrita. I'm the founder and design lead at the Enviable Design Company. I help products or services to elevate through effective branding and brand communication. Thank you.
Cracking. Cheers for that. And to finish off this round, Steve, floor's yours.
Thanks, Gary. I'm Steve Westrop, aka the Digital Mentor. I'm the director of two companies. One is Essex Connect, which is all about keeping IT simple, and the other is 4Networking. I help people to grow their business faster than the technology that we rely on.
Love it. And talking about grow, obviously, we're all on the Grow Show today. And our essence is to grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. So all of these people in the room here will be able to help you do those in their own special different ways. And now we're going to be hearing from each of them to kind of find out maybe one thing that you need to know about the industry. It could be a tip. It could be whatever they want. It could be their 40 seconds from their networking, whatever they want to share. But really just kind of give a bit more insight into what they do and just maybe how they can help you. So, Sarah, do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, certainly. So at 4N, people can come along as a guest for free, try a meeting out. It's a great way to connect up with people like this. Namrata is actually from India, so we're not just people in the UK. We are kind of like almost worldwide. So if people want to try and, well, come along, meet other people, market their businesses, enable themselves to grow, then this is an ideal platform to do that on.
Love your job. And just to kind of full disclosure, I've been a member for about 8 years on and off, 8-9 years, and I wouldn't have spent my time and energy doing this if it wasn't worthwhile for me and the business. And to be fair, don't think Grow would have been set up if it wasn't for the help of people in 4N. So honestly, networking rocks. Mel, we'll go to you next, and then we'll go to Kerry afterwards. So tell us a little bit about you, Mel, and about the industry.
I've been in the debt collection industry for about 12 years. And as I said, it's debt collection with a difference, meaning that I don't carry a hammer. I don't knock on a door. I am empathetic and I resolve matters without losing the business relationship you want to have with your clients, if that is what you want. It's all amicable.
Nice. And if you're going to give one top tip for people trying to get money from people, what's your top
My top tip would be understanding, be willing to accept an arrangement, even though you might not want that, but something is better than nothing.
Nice, nice. Kerry, tell us about the human GPS.
The human GPS is basically our own internal guidance system, our gut feeling, our intuition. And that's mainly what I work with when I work with my clients. It's very much about them finding out with my guidance what it is that they want to achieve through life. It's not just about sorting out problems that they may have. It's very much about helping them to move forward, to help them to learn to listen to their intuition and trust it, but also for them to be able to be the best versions of themselves that they possibly can be and achieve the most out of life.
And if you're going to kind of give one tip, one bit that people could do, what would it be?
Just listen to that gut feeling. They'll know.
They'll know.
They'll know.
Nice. That's all you need to say. They'll know. That's cool. So Sally, tell us about you.
So Steer Your Business is a magazine for businesses, because many people who start a business do so because they're good at something or passionate about something, but often lack business skills or a network. So the magazine is sort of a networking in print. So it's a bit like a 4N networking meeting, but in print. So instead of doing a 40-second or 60-second pitch, you write an article. So it's become a marketing tool, but also a platform for people who want to raise awareness and visibility and showcase their knowledge and expertise.
Nice. And in terms of people reading it and kind of showcasing their knowledge, is there any topics that are off kind of limits, or, you know, in the magazine, or is it themed at all?
No, it's quite an eclectic mix of articles, because you don't know what you don't know. And when you start a business, you feel as if you need to be a jack of all trades. You don't. You just need a good team of people around you who can help and support you.
I think that's a big top tip just right there. Spot on. Thank you so much. Joe, tell us a bit about social media and outsourcing and what kind of you do.
I'm a little bit different than most VAs, as that I'm a certified marketeer. So not only can I help you with your social media from the strategy to creating the post, to implementation and getting everything out there, and then the analytics afterwards, I can also look at your wider marketing strategy and see where that social media feeds into everything else, like your emails, your website, your blogs, your podcasts, and advise you on all that and help with it.
Nice. So if you're going to give someone listening and watching one top tip, what would it be?
Top tip is not all VAs are created equal. We have a wide variety of skill sets and we do a lot of different things. If you know what you want to outsource, you'll know which type of VA you need.
Love it. And just for kind of full disclosure, it's got to be a good 10 or 12 different VAs. But none of them do exactly the same things. So they all do different things. So completely agree with Joe. Love that. Tim, tell us about you, hypnotherapy, and I believe firewalking as well.
Yeah, firewalking, that's a good one. I help people overcome anxiety, depression, traumas, the kind of things that stop them from doing what they want to do. They're letting go of their past so they can have a better future.
Brilliant. And what kind of, do you see some kind of common threads happening between with all your clients? Is there some kind of themes that you see them kind of, not separate, use that word, but having?
There's obviously, since the COVID happened, anxiety levels has gone up through the roof. Obviously, people being locked inside, it increases their anxiety anyway. The things like that are quite common.
Okay, and is there kind of anything that you'd recommend people kind of seeking or doing if they started to feel like that, or maybe a warning sign that you can kind of shout out about?
A warning sign. There's many, unfortunately. I would say if you are feeling anxious or feeling depression, do seek help. And don't be afraid of things like hypnosis. There are a lot of myths around what hypnosis is and what it isn't. It isn't about mind control, certainly not. It's all about pure focus, the focus of the person's mind, and the hypnotist is just guiding that person to a better place.
Love it. Okay, tell us about you. The floor is yours.
Mine is a little bit like Kerry and Tim. I help people to connect with that being within them, to realise that things aren't as scary as what they first seem, that all the answers and all the questions are within us. Part of my services is reading tarot cards, and I know some people run a mile when that word is mentioned, tarot. Tarot is just a card with a picture on it. It's nothing to be frightened of. It's a tool that is used to weave a story, and that story actually comes out of you.
Nice. So if people want to kind of find out more about tarot or discover more about themselves, how would you recommend them getting started?
I would recommend that they actually go along to a 4N meeting that's held once a month, called the Tarot Evening, where they can have a taster session with me on the tarot and ask all the questions that they want to.
Good plug. I should have seen that coming. Cracking. Now, Retta, how about you? Tell us a little bit about you and the industry.
So I am a graphic designer, and I just don't create like aesthetically good looking designs, but I also make sure they're strategically driven, so that a logo or your communication, it reaches to your target audience and it resonates with them.
Brilliant. And with so many follow-up questions to that, that we could answer. But if you're going to distill kind of one thing that every business should have or do, what would it be?
Make sure you get your logo right, because it's like planting a seed, right? From the logo, you're going to actually look forward to it growing into a tree, and out of which you're going to reap fruits. So make sure you get your logo right. Everything else follows up. Thanks.
Love that. Absolutely love that. And now we finish off this round with Steve. Tell us a bit about your industry and tech and that kind of stuff and websites. You know, what do people need and what do people come to you for?
It's really boring, isn't it? IT. Yeah. But I ended up in it because I was seeing people being ripped off. They were getting charged more than they should have been for services that weren't actually delivering on what they needed. And that was the starting point for me. Still a key part of what I do is just making sure that, you know, they're getting good value and they're getting services that actually work for their business needs.
Brilliant. And do you see, just like with Tim, do you see some kind of common threads or common issues that people have?
Very often just a fear of the unknown. People are just scared to try and press that button because they never know what's going to happen.
I'll press them many times. You could normally recover it, whatever it is.
You see, I absolutely love pressing the button and not knowing what's going to happen fully, because there's always that in anticipation of what the hell's going to happen. Is it going to be that? Is there an undo button? Most of the time there is. There's very rarely is not an undo or a kind of or whatever it is. But Steve, just to finish off this round, before we go on to a very a surprise round for everybody, what's your one big tip for people?
Good job, you can edit this, isn't it? I think the best tip is seek advice, compare things. Don't necessarily just jump into the first thing.
Good plan. Good plan. So just to finish off, and it will be kind of remiss to do this, not to do this even, let's just finish off with how people can get hold of us. So just quickly throw out your website, basically how people can connect with you. So it's website, social media, that kind of stuff. So we'll finish off with you, and then we'll go on to Mel.
It says it all above. So contact 4N. There's my email. If you want to come along, we do speed networking as well as the traditional style meetings. We've got loads of them on offer. Suit everybody.
Spot on. Cheers, Mel. And then followed by Kerry.
You can either look at the website www.wcr-uk.co.uk. You can email me at mel@wcr-uk.co.uk. We have social media presence, and get in touch.
This is just for that. Kerry, floor's yours to let us know how people can connect with you. Followed by Sunny.
So you can get in contact with me via this number just above here, the one that I'm pointing to, or send me an email to kerryburr@me.com, or you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Love it. And for the people who are listening who can't see, I'll put those details into the show notes. Sally, followed by Joe.
Hi, you can read the magazine online, the digital version, which is at steeryourbusiness.com, or contact me at sally@steeryourbusiness.com, or find me on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Joe, followed by Tim.
You can contact me at joe@bright-cat.co.uk, or you can head over to the website, www.bright-cat.co.uk. I'm also on all the socials, and I'm very easy to find.
He says, just like you'd expect you to be. So Tim, followed by you. And then, so Tim's next, and then we'll get to Kay after you.
Yeah, people can find out a bit more about me on my website at www.releaseyourblocks.co.uk, or email me at freedom@releaseyourblocks.co.uk. And I do offer on the website, you can book a 30-minute free chat if you as a consultation.
Great stuff. Thanks for sharing for now. Kay, followed by Namrata.
You can contact me at my website, which is just www.kdowney.co.uk. You can email me at k@thestonemechanic.co.uk. Find me on the socials. And like Tim, if you go on my website, there is a tab there where you can have a 30-minute consultation.
Nice. Namrata, followed by Steve.
Hi, you can look me up on LinkedIn by just typing Namrata Vijaykar and look through my profile. If you think my work is worth your time, please drop me an email at namrata@vijaykar.net, my name and my surname.net. And you can definitely see more of my work on my website, that is www.enviable.co. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then to finish off, Steve.
Marvellous. You can find me at essexconnect.com. That's letter S, number 6. But because of that common mistake, you can also type in Essex, as in the county, connect.com, and that will still get to me. Who knew? Or just go and search on socials, Steve Westrop UK.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today in the room. This is really, really, really cool to kind of have a chat with you. And over the last 20 minutes, we've spoke about loads of different topics. So people watching, listening, if you want to get in touch with any of these people, please do. Thank you very much for Ed for allowing us to do this, to basically hijack one of their meetings, which is really damn cool. And if you want to find out any more information, please check out their website. Again, all in the show notes. But until next time, thank you very much for watching and listening. My name is Gary Jones from Grow. This has been The Grow Show. Take care, my friends. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.